The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and the guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
He isn't much in the eyes of the world. He'll never make history. No, he isn't much in the eyes of the world, but he is the world to me. My dad. Now here is a man. To me he is everything strong. No, he can't do wrong. My dad.
Good morning, I'm Ron Ferris from Booper Productions.
And I'm all choked up here, is what I am. No, I'm Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions.
And it's Tuesday, June 21st, 2011, and this is Volume 1, Chapter 17 of the R&D Radio Show. And you're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM, or online at www.1110wccmam.com. And if you want to email us, it's tips@booper.com. And before we go any further, I just want to say, the reason why I had that whole song play, I know it's 2 days after Father's Day,
right.
But I think it's a beautiful song. It's probably the best Father's Day song I think that was ever put out.
Well, and you know your music, I'll tell you.
Well, that's Paul Peterson, for you old timers, who was on the Donna Reed Show, who did that.
Oh, but Donna Reed.
You like Donna Reed?
Well, she was sort of before my time, but still during my time when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But just, you know, for Father's Day, we didn't do anything last week towards Father's Day, and I know it's 2 days after Father's Day, but I just wanted to play that song. And there's just one line in that song that I always that I remember. It reminds me so much of my dad. Was
right.
When he says, you know, when I felt 10 feet tall when he was with him, you know, because my father was at work and I went to visit him there or something. He always say, here's my bodyguard or something. Or
yeah.
A little kid. He'd always, you know, and that was something that made me feel special with my dad. So.
Yeah. I remember when I was a little kid, we used to, you know, we had a beach house at Salisbury, and sitting on the porch waiting for him to come home.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's, before we keep going a little, I just want to, if you want to call in, you can reach us by phone.
That was before I got older and started ticking him off a lot, but when I was young. Those were the loving times.
If you want to reach us by phone, it's 978-687-8005. And toll free, it's 877-687-8005. And if you are shy, you can email us again. It's tips@bupa.com. And, you know, where we were talking about fathers and Father's Day, I just wanted to touch on a couple of things.
Well, before you do that, can I offer you an orange slice?
No, I can't
you
have any.
I brought in orange slices. You know why I brought them in?
Because I can't eat anything today.
And it's not because it's the first day of summer, but my wife went out of her way to slice this up for me last night to bring to work. And I brought it, and I never ate it. And if I brought it home, and
you'd
she saw
trouble.
It, I'd never get another orange. So, please, feast.
I can't have any, and we'll go into that in another minute, because I want to... the thing I wanted to get into... excuse me. We're going to talk... I have a couple of medical things I just wanted to talk about today.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You're not allergic to citrus, are you? Can I open this up?
No, you can open it up. I'm not going to break out in hives or go into anaphylactic shock.
I get some chocolate chip cookies as well.
No, I'll explain why I can't have anything in a minute. So, but where Father's Day was Sunday, and if you saw the Red Sox game or you saw any major league game, you saw they had the blue ribbon.
That's right.
Which was for prostate cancer.
Yes.
Which is...
God bless.
Yeah, which is one of the...
you know, I've been saying that a lot lately.
I'm not even going to go
don't,
that way.
Don't.
But prostate...
Regular listeners of WCCM might be laughing right now. I know Bruce is.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
But prostate cancer it's one of the, you know, top killers of of the male... species, I guess. Of
you got a percentage rate there?
Well, the thing I was just going to...
Isn't it like one out of every six men get it?
Well, actually...
I thought they mentioned that to Jerry Remy the other day. They had some gentlemen on. But they've made big strides.
Well, depending upon... Since you touched on that, we can go right to that. Depending upon your race, it has a big influence. Now, per 100,000 men...
Right.
African Americans, it's 234.6 out of 100,000 men would have prostate cancer.
Say that again.
234 out of 100,000 African American men will have prostate cancer.
That's not a bad number for them, is it?
Well,
234 out of 100,000?
Yes.
That's a low number, isn't it? Wouldn't you consider that low?
As opposed to what?
Or are you saying 234 out of 1,000? Or
well, compared to... Let me tell you, for whites, it's 150.4, which means black people have a 60% more chance of getting it.
Okay. So then that doesn't add up to the figure that I heard that one in every... I believe they said one in every six men.
Well, see, now you have to... I'm just talking about one... specific part. Now you'd have to add all of them together. So the next, these are
I
the
see.
Ones who most likely would get prostate
I
cancer.
See.
So the next one would be Hispanic men, which is 125.8 out of 100,000 men. Asian Pacific is 90 out of 100,000. American Indian is 77. So the average of all races is 156.9.
It seems like... you know, and not to sound wrong here, but it seems like the African Americans are always like at the top of the list with a lot of sicknesses. Like I think heart disease is one of them, if I'm not mistaken. And
in fact, I think there was a thing that just came out about expected rate of living, and African American men are I believe it's African American men. Their average age. Now to live is, I think it was 68 years old.
Man.
Yeah, so, and it's very well because of diseases and things that they're predisposed to getting.
I wonder why that's too bad. I wonder why that is.
Well, that's why they're doing all this research and genetics and trying to find things to combat all these diseases that are coming out. But the thing I did want to touch on was symptoms. You know, if you are a male and you're having any of these problems, it's something you may want to talk with your doctor about. You know, if you're having frequency in urination, that, you know, you have to go a lot of times if you're getting up during the night. It's it could be a sign. It could be other things, too.
Right.
Urgency, you know, all of a sudden you get this really bad urge that you have to, you know, go to the bathroom. It could also be a sign of the prostate gland itself. What happens is it swells up.
It enlarges with age, too, doesn't it?
Yes. It's usually a regular size prostate is about the size of a walnut and weighs like 7 to 16 grams.
Right.
And as men get older, I mean, if you live long enough, all men would probably get prostate cancer. But you would never know it. You'd probably pass before you even knew that you had it. But as you get older, it does enlarge. You know, it can get up to like 40 cubic centimeters and weigh 30 to 45 grams. And the way the gland is situated, it's around the urethra, so it starts clamping down on that, which is why you have these problems urinating.
Right.
Another symptom would be hesitancy, you know, lack of pressure.
Now, do you see that I'm holding off on the wisecracks?
Yes.
This is a very serious. Like when you said urethra, I was thinking urethra, Franklin. But I'm not even going to mention that.
No, I know. I could see in your face that you're holding back, and it's the tension.
No, this is a serious topic.
And there are a couple of serious topics that I want to talk about.
Well,
this
you moment. Know what? Why a couple? We could have had one and saved the other one for another time because, you know, we like to goof around a bit here.
Yeah, well,
let's continue with this. This is serious. Gentlemen, I hope you're listening.
Okay. Also, if you have pain during urination, would be another thing to have. Maybe talk to your doctor about, or that's blood in the urine is the other one. I'm sure everybody knows about the screening test. They can do a blood test for your PSA.
Now, the colonoscopy, does that have anything to do with the prostate as well?
No,
not at all. No. That's just for the colon cancer.
Yeah, and that's, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's the next subject I was going to talk about.
Really?
Yes. Thank you, Dan, for the lead.
I actually had my first one this year.
You did?
Yes, I did. Have you had it done?
Actually, I've had one done, and the reason why I can't eat anything is I'm having one done tomorrow.
Really? So you'll be having the drink around, what, 5 p.m.?
3.
3 p.m.?
3, yeah.
I'll give you a call about 5, see
Thanks.
How you're
doing. You're going to call me all night just to see where I am?
Oh, you'll be awake. Yeah.
Well,
you better keep a clear path for the men's room.
Yeah, I already know that. And that's the other reason I was bringing up. Because if you've never had a colonoscopy, it's really not anything to fear. Like I said, I've had one before. And this is probably the worst part of it, the preparation.
Right, it definitely is. The hunger, the starving. Oh, and here I am eating in front of you, and I never bring food here. These cookies, Ron, are delicious.
Thank you, Dick.
Bruce, would you like one?
Not now, later.
Okay.
No, and that's part of the...
I suffered when I was starving. I hate hunger.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, I woke up the next morning thinking that I could eat something, and what the heck did I have? I ate something. It might have been like a bagel or something like that. And then I'm like, oh, geez, I don't know if I was supposed to have
that. No, you could eat afterwards.
Well, you could eat afterwards, but I'm talking about the day that I'm supposed to be taking the drink.
Oh, no, you're not supposed to eat.
Yeah, I don't remember what I ate. It was something light, but I still
Yeah, the
ate.
Day before, no solid foods, all clear liquids.
So I called the doctor's office or the place that did the colonoscopy for me, and I told them, I was kind of hoping they'd say, oh, well, now you're going to have to wait. You know, but she was like, oh, no, don't worry about it. Just take the drink. I think it'll get out of five.
Yeah.
Oh, that drink, man, I'll tell you.
Well, and that's part of it. I mean, it's nothing but clear liquids today. So I'm drinking iced tea with no black iced tea, and
sure.
I have water here.
Yeah, a lot of water today.
Bouillon you can have.
You
got to no
drink
dairy.
Something like, I'm trying to remember, you mix the drink.
Miralax with Gatorade or Crystal Light.
So you're drinking like close to a gallon,
it's
I think?
It's a half gallon.
It's a half gallon within a half an hour span or something, or 1 hour?
Within an hour. Like every 10 to 15 minutes, you have to drink 8 ounces.
I remember that driving me crazy.
3 Ducalax before you start, and then 3 Ducalax afterwards.
Okay.
And
we have a phone call, Ron. Why don't we take that?
Let's take the call. Yes, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Ron, I got a great idea when you take that drink today.
Yes.
Get some white grape juice.
White grape. I know. That was another thing they said you could take. Yes.
You've got to, because I'm telling you right now, That stuff is so gross.
I know.
It tastes like sour lemons.
Really?
Oh. And I mean, because I had to have a colonoscopy done back in April.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you that I drank one full one, okay? I mean, I inhaled it. And drank about a half of the white grapefruit juice. Then when I had to take my second one, I only did half of it because by then I was just so, oh, my God, I can't handle it.
See, really? I don't even remember it being that bad. I remember people saying how awful it was, but I remember it just like going down. I mean, it wasn't a drink that I would want every night, but I don't remember it being...
It depends on which one you get. If you get the Moxiplex, that's the stuff that really tastes gross.
Yeah, I don't think that's what I got. What's the other one?
I got Miralax.
Yeah, I believe that's the one I had.
I had the Moxiplex. That's the one they prescribed for me, and I was like, ugh.
Well, and just the word Moxie. I mean, remember the drink Moxie?
Oh, please. I grew up on that stuff.
Oh,
Mr. Salisbury Beach can remember when Salisbury Beach was a great place to be in the summertime, but... Ron, on that scratch ticket that I had won from your show a few weeks back.
Yeah?
How about 500?
Wow.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
No kidding.
Get out of here.
I'm serious.
Good for you.
Wow, that's great.
But guess who got the money?
Who?
The boss.
The boss did, yeah.
Well, I hope she gave you a little something.
Heck no, that's going in for the camping fund. That's going in for our camping trip.
Nice, nice.
Good. Well, enjoy.
So,
God bless.
So listen, what I'm going to do for you, Ron, is I'm going to get a hold of a couple friends of mine at WROR 105.7.
Yeah.
There's a great Tom's Towny tune that's got to be played for you tomorrow morning. It's called The Rectum of Edmund Fitzgerald. I'm going to email him right now, and I'm going to have him put it on tomorrow morning for you.
Nice.
In tribute to you going in for your colonoscopy.
Oh, thank you so
God
much.
God bless.
I have to listen to that one.
I'm telling you, it's great, but... But look, you won't have to worry about a thing tomorrow morning. You're going to be out like a light bulb within 10 minutes. You're going to wake up a half an hour later and go, did you do the surgery?
I know. It's amazing. You know, they do. They give you the shot and like, they pump you up with whatever they give you there. And you're out before you can say your name three times.
Oh, I know. I know. And
next thing you know, you're waking up in the recovery room.
Yeah, and you're out of there within like about an hour or so after that.
That's right.
As long as you pass gas, right?
Huh?
Yes, yes.
As long as you pass gas, you can go.
That's right. Correct.
That's right. But if you can't,
okay.
You ain't going nowhere. And guys, I'm enjoying your show this morning.
All right, Carla. So appreciate it.
Yeah.
Have
bye-bye.
A good day.
Hold on.
I just want to say, now see, he gets a $500 scratch ticket?
Hey, what can I say? God bless.
I hope that's not the one I was hoping you'd give me.
It may have been.
Ah, Ronnie.
That's like, you know, I was in the store and the guy was in front of me and he got the ticket I wanted and he ended up winning.
Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
And I even mailed it because I had to mail it to Bill.
Ah.
So if I had known, right?
Oh.
I could have said I lost it.
Yeah,
yes,
there you go.
Right.
I just want to recognize Katie Couric, because she is one of the people who really pushed people to get colonoscopy, because she lost her husband in 1998, Jay Monahan, and she was the first one to go on national TV when she was with the Today Show and had a colonoscopy on the air, just to show how easy it was to have it done. So it's really an important thing to have done. It's, you know, if they see something while they're in there, they can take it out right there, check it, see if there's anything wrong.
Wow.
It really is something that everybody, when you get to the age, you need to have it done. Or if your family is predisposed of having colon cancer, you really should talk to your doctor and get it done sooner.
Absolutely. In fact, that's my case, and I think I have to go like every 3 years.
Oh, is that... Is family history?
Yes.
Ah, okay. So it's better to do it in, because it is. It's what they call a silent killer. I mean, nobody knows it's there, and it just...
Now, there was a gentleman on
on the game, I think it was Saturday, and he was talking to Don and Jerry, and he was one of these gentlemen who is in the know about prostate cancer and all that. And I guess they've really made big strides where the survival rate is incredible now.
Yeah, I mean, my dad officially on his death certificate died of prostate cancer. And when it was funny because when they found it, the doctor wasn't going to do it. He says, well, let me check it. And that's when he first found it on my dad. And this was years ago. And he had, you know, a radical prostatectomy or whatever it is. And then it came back again. And then he had the radiation and it came back again. And he had the radiation. Then it did start spreading through his bones and stuff.
Right,
and that's what, you know, eventually was listed as his cause of death. But today I know there are so many different things. There's the seeds that they put in, the radioactive seeds to take care of it. And I know they're working on even newer things to try to, you know, limit the amount of nerve damage if they have to go in and remove the prostate.
Right.
And not every enlarged prostate is cancer. It could just be that it's enlarged because it happens with
sure.
age. One other thing, while we're at it, because we do need to let people know about John, but John did some work for you. We're talking about John Saluski, who was our plumber that was on.
Right.
Couple of weeks back.
He just did some work for me last week,
yeah,
as a matter of fact.
Folks, if you need any plumbing done, please call John. You can reach him. His email is John, J-O-H-N, Saluski, S-A-L-U-S-K-I, that's all one word, at yahoo.com. Or you can phone him at 603-234-6614. Here's a gentleman who knows what he's doing when it comes to plumbing. Dan, what did he do for you this past week?
Well, I actually, I tore the hot out of our house. I got it out my pantry. And now that's the stove, the sink. So now my mother-in-law lives with us. So it's bad enough having one miserable woman, but two in the house?
Are you sure that's not where the cookies came from? Were they, like, in the pantry for a very long time and they just surfaced? Or?
Good one, good one. But, yeah, so I got it out the pantry. He went in there. Now, I had this old sink that stretched about, like, almost 5 feet. It probably was about 5 feet. But the sink is in the middle, and the edges were still part of the sink, but mm-hmm. it was kind of like a countertop type thing. And it was made out of the cast iron stuff, you know.
The porcelain, the white porcelain? Or
cast iron.
Cast iron?
Yeah, the porcelain's not cast iron, is
it? Well, the porcelain goes over the cast iron.
With the porcelain finish? Or, yeah, okay. And the thing actually hung on the wall. Now, if John wasn't there, and I got to give him credit here. Sometimes I bash the guy, but he's actually, you know, he's a good plumber. He's a good guy. And he's seen things. He's been through the mill, or however you say that. So he's seen it all. If it were me and Phil trying to take this apart, I would have taken a sledgehammer to it. So, but we ended up getting the whole thing out, and I ended up having that Habitat for Humanity
yes.
come and pick it up.
Yes.
So,
excellent.
Yeah.
So it was recycled, essentially.
Yes.
Yeah,
hopefully somebody will either buy it cheap or whatever, but I know some people are into antique type stuff.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
Probably.
I guess it's antique.
Yeah,
I don't
know. They don't make them like that. Those cast iron anymore.
No, they don't. And the faucets actually came out of the wall.
Really? How heavy was it? Was it pretty heavy?
I'd say it was probably about 150 pounds.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. And they came and picked it up. I didn't even have to bring it to them.
Excellent.
Although they suggested
that you drop it off, right?
Yeah. But that, and, you know, bringing them up, that's an incredible place. If you've never been there, they have a location in, I know the first one we went to was up in Dover, New Hampshire, but they have one in Lawrence. I can't think of the, is that Island Street there or right next door?
Yeah.
And, they came and picked it up.
Excellent.
Yeah. God bless.
Yeah. We're gonna take a break. And we'll be right back. And, We'll be back right on the other side of the break here. This is Ron and Dan, and stick with us.
Yes.
Oh. Need a video shot of your special event? Look no further than Daniel's Video Productions. We specialize in wedding videos, music videos, or any video you might require to tell your story. Now capturing in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray or standard DVDs. From wedding vows to electric guitars, Daniel's Video Productions will capture the sights and sounds to last a lifetime. Don't trust your video to just anyone. Visit us at www.danielsvideo.com or call us at 978-590-4273. Daniel's Video Productions, making memories to last a lifetime.
Bupa Productions is one of the finest disc jockey services with a commitment to help you plan your music for your wedding. We understand that a wedding is one of the most memorable occasions for couples, and we are dedicated to making sure that yours is just the way that you want it. We are not an agency, but a family-run business. Personalized service is essential to ensuring that your wedding will be exactly the way you want it. That is why we meet with you before your wedding and discuss all of your special song selections, announcements, and introductions. On the day of your wedding, we take requests from your guest and any other requests that you may have. It is our goal to provide you with the best possible experience on your special day. Visit our website at www.bupa.com or call us at 1-800-882-2723 and let us answer your questions. It's your wedding, and we don't forget that.
In the eyes of the world, he'll never make history. No, he isn't much in the eyes of the world.
And we're back. This is
Do we want to be back?
Sure we do. This is the R&D radio show. Wedding Tips is on hiatus, and this is Ron and Dan. If you want to reach us by phone, it's 978-687-8005. Toll free, it's 877-687-8005. You're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM. And we have a special guest that just walked in, and the reason why he's here is because we have another great event coming up on Thursday.
Please, pray tell. What?
Who could
Dan's
it be?
So wait a minute.
Hold on. Everybody, try to guess who it is. Do that laugh again. That's right, everybody. We got Daryl Silver in house. Ding, ding, ding.
Hey, guys. Pleasure to be on the R&D show. Pleasure, pleasure. Formerly Wedding Tips.
Formerly yes. Wedding Tips.
Pleasure.
And we're going to fix it, because what we're going to do is, I think every week we'll do one spot, one area where we're just going to do this week's wedding tip, and we'll get a sponsor, a wedding sponsor. And
that's exciting.
We'll do it. It's brought to you by,
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Amen. Because I said, I went to church and I said a special prayer a few weeks ago that you guys would stay on the air.
Well, let's see what happens, you know.
Yeah, and I'm thrilled you guys did. Seriously.
The important thing is if you are a company out there or a small business owner, I just want to say this. I've been meaning to.
Dan, I do it all the time.
Come on the radio show. Come on and talk for a very low, just for the price of advertising.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yep.
Talk about your business with us, and we'll have a few laughs with you.
I think it's a great idea.
Plus, we put your site on our website, and, bupa.com/blog. Go to the R&D vendors. You'll be listed there. You're on our podcast, which is available 24/7.
Triple E's Pizza, are you listening? Give us a call.
Oh, good luck.
And, thing is, we
No, why do you say that? I like Triple's. It's the best bread in town.
Why am I going to ruin it for you?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to say any more offenders because he just ruined it for us.
No, I didn't say that at all. I'm just telling you.
He eats Triple's pizza.
Yeah, I'm speaking from experience.
I bought 2 loaves of Triple's bread on one of the holidays, and he came over, and one of them miraculously disappeared. He ate the whole thing.
Well,
I'm only kidding.
Tell him about the cake? What happened with the cake?
The cake.
The wedding cake. Did you ever you tell them about the wedding cake?
The wedding cake?
The wedding cake. When I did the wedding for you, just tell them about the wedding cake.
I don't remember what happened with the wedding cake. Yes, I do. Yes. Did I mention it on the show?
Oh, yes, you did.
I talked about it on the show. Yeah. Do you remember when I gave you the camera? And I walked away. I said, now, don't forget to have a little food, Daryl.
Yeah.
You know, don't be shy or whatever. And I go walking away. And I look back. He's already standing in line waiting for the food.
And there were these two beautiful little kids playing there. I walked up. I'm like, Daryl, there's a perfect moment to capture on video. What are you doing?
You know what he said to me? So he goes
to raise the camera and he says, if I miss out on that food, I'm going to be ticked off.
They put us in like a back room. Look like The Sopranos. Yeah. It looks like Ronnie's office in the movie Boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the room they put us in.
I love that. I love when they do that.
Well, one of the things we do, we love local businesses. We're trying to make sure local businesses stay in business by getting people to frequent local businesses.
And you can come on the show and talk about your business.
Bruce got livid, I think. Was it last week or something like that? Was it on our show or AM Live or something like that? You were talking about Salvatore's or whatever not about, them, you know, buying local, whatever not. You always hear him on... what was it? WBZ.
Yeah,
I heard him on
a lot of different companies.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of the sports.
But he needs to buy local.
You got to buy local. People should buy local too.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Bruce said he's getting whacked if you don't buy local. He already spoke.
speaking of getting whacked, tell us about what's going on this Thursday, Daryl.
Well, I tell you what, if someone gets whacked on Thursday, this movie's going nationwide. Dan, you wanna be the guinea pig? Take a couple shots for us. You're in great shape now,
yeah.
I was telling your son you could have played the Green Lantern. But listen, this Thursday at Chunky's in Haverhill, right up the street, we're gonna have and we're calling it that because there's a lot of people who said, I haven't seen the movie. I want to see the movie. When you showing it again, they better be there. That's all I'm talking
about. Right,
right. I put out a Facebook post yesterday, and I said, listen, whoever hasn't clicked like on the page, whoever clicks not attending to every event I post or whatever the case may be, and didn't see what I call the 2 weeks in Londonderry, 1 week in Salisbury, 3 weekends in Haverhill, 1 night in Boston, you're going. You're out of here. Because, sure. I mean, come on. You see people post all the time. It's like Bruce says about buying local. You see people post, oh, I'm going to see X-Men tonight, opening night. I'm going to see Hangover 2, opening night, blah, 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 or whatever not. And you get every excuse why they didn't go see Boys.
They're getting
deleted or they're getting wet.
Wow.
This Thursday, Chunky's in Haverhill, right up the street, 7:30. Look at it.
Here's my $20 for my two tickets for my niece and her husband.
Why can't you do it like on a Wednesday night? I'd be able to go like on a Tuesday or a Wednesday night.
Somebody said that. They said, you know, I figure Thursday night's the closest to a weekend, Friday, Saturday. So I go, what do they call it?
My weekend is
Ronnie
Tuesday,
knows this reference. Yeah, Thirsty Thursday or whatever.
Yeah.
But so I'm going to do it Thursday night, and hopefully we'll get a nice... showing.
No, Dad, don't worry. I saw you reaching for the cookies. You don't have to ask. Go ahead, have one.
This is great.
You already got one. I see.
Yeah, next to the $20. Thank you again, Ron. Yeah, Thursday night, 7:30, Chunky's in Haverhill. And again, you know, guys, we're going to be taking this film elsewhere very soon.
Nice.
But I'm trying to do as many showings as I can here in the meantime, because right now with the summer, there's a lot of blockbusters out there and stuff like that. It's hard to get screen time.
Yeah.
But yeah, if we can get another one after this, either at the Showcase in Lawrence or at Chunky's, I'll probably try
to
do.
That would be awesome.
Like
and the reason why I had to get my niece's tickets now, because she went twice to Chunky's to go see the movie, and they were sold out. So that's why I'm getting her tickets now.
You know, folks, and if you haven't seen it, it's worth seeing. Amen. It definitely is.
Just to see Dan in it. It's worth it.
Yeah, these two, you know, I'm in like, what, a half a minute. Ronnie's in the whole thing. He wants me to brag about his acting again. Ronnie, you deserve the Academy Award. How many times do I have to say it?
Great job.
Is that the Merrimack Valley Oscar?
And if you get beat out, it'll only
be by
Daryl.
You know what? We should have those.
We should. Massachusetts. We should talk to movie mavens and have them do a Massachusetts Oscar.
Ron, I think that's a great idea. Honest to God. Because I was thinking, Dan, of the scene where he's there with Anne, who plays his wife, played by Christy Lynn, who does a lot of local Boston movies.
Right.
And, you know, he's like, I'll be back for you, Anne. I'll be back.
Yeah.
I'll be the husband you always wanted me to be. And you know what? I was having a disagreement of many in the past week with my wife the other day. And I'm thinking, no, seriously, and I'm thinking about her, like, debate and argument to me is being the husband that she wants me to be. And I, all of a sudden, I'm arguing and I'm debating or whatever not. And I think of that line.
Now, it's...
Honest, no, I'm serious. And I'm like, that, yeah. Oh, go ahead,
Now, not that it's my wife, but... when I leave the house, I usually leave the dog, and I say, Brew, I'll be back.
Yeah.
And I always think, man, I'll be back. It's my dog. I'm saying, Brew, I'll be right back. You know? And I'm thinking, oh, okay. So I'm saying goodbye to the dog.
Yeah, yeah. You know, my wife, she's funny. She's always hearing, like, these sayings. And she came up with a great one. She told, and she wasn't saying it to me because of something wise I said. She heard it, she laughed, and she told me it. And I'm trying to reword it here because some of the words are somewhat offensive. But it went something like, is your butt jealous of your mouth because of all the crap that it's spitting out or whatever?
I think Bruce is having
all the crap
attack,
that's coming
man.
Out of
yeah.
it.
Hello, what?
I thought that was funny. Of course, right. you know, fill in the words.
Yeah,
correctly.
You know, you have to change the vocabulary.
But she's funny like that.
She is. The best is when you and her go at it. I think that's a reality show needing to happen. But anyway, this Thursday. Yeah, this Thursday.
I want her to come on.
Yeah, she should. This Thursday is boys. Yes, yeah. Junkies in Haverhill. Tickets are $10. I assume they can get them there if, you know, they're not sold out beforehand. We'll see.
I'm sorry. I just pulled a Daryl, and you were talking to me, and I'm looking at my text message here.
check yeah. check the site. Check the Facebook page, Daryl. Tell them what the Facebook page is, so if it is sold out, you can let people know beforehand.
Sure. Yeah, boys, B-O-I-S, mob, M-O-B, movie.com. That's the official site, and through there, they can actually link the Facebook page and click like on it. But it's a movie that was shot locally here in the Merrimack Valley.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome.
Very good. All right, Dan, you had what is today, Dan?
Today is the first day of summer.
Yes.
And what I believe 1:16 Eastern
1:16
Daylight
or
1:19?
1:16. 1:16 this afternoon.
Now let's see what I have.
Summer begins.
I actually had some pretty pretty good facts, but I somehow have
it's
Newbury Comics up on my
While you're looking for that,
on,
it's awesome. My sister-in-law's birthday. Happy birthday, Kathy. Her birthday's always on the first
God
day
bless.
Of summer.
I'm loving that. That's great, guys. Amen. Spread it, please.
You know why this day is sad for me?
Why?
Because now the days start getting shorter.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, wow.
It's, now, this is our longest day in the Northern Hemisphere, but in the Southern Hemisphere, it's their shortest day.
Right. Mm.
And in Alaska tonight, they have a ball game because Alaska has only 4 hours, I think it is, without sunlight. They play till like 2 in the morning. Or maybe it's only 2 hours. 2 o'clock, the sun sets, and then it comes back up at 4 in the morning.
Wow, that's incredible. Before I go on to this, now, we've had this gentleman over here staring at us for the past couple of weeks. Bruce, who's the guy sitting with us here?
Introduce yourself, Brian. Come on. Here's Brian.
Okay. I'm Brian Henshey. I'm a talk radio and comedian. Guy.
Oh, really?
Cool.
So, and what are you doing here, Brian?
Well, just to hang out with Bruce and learn. Well, you know, he's the Hall of Famer here, so I'm here to learn from him and
kind of
do everything I can.
Timmy Thomas?
Sounds and looks like my son-in-law.
See?
He does a little bit, actually.
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
Must be a very attractive and good-sounding guy.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Hey, whoa. Wait, what happened to the attractive?
He's over. God bless him. He's in Afghanistan right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
So he's watching us to learn what not to do.
No, to do.
So what do you do for comedy?
I said I'm watching Bruce.
So you do comedy.
Yeah, I run an open mic in Waltham over at the Gaff.
You know, I did open mics for like a year.
Really?
I was doing them with Dick Doherty's mostly like Boston, and I did one in Worcester for him. But I also did a couple other ones, too.
Yeah, I just talked with Dick last week. I was down at the Comedy Vault, and this Wednesday at 8:30 in Waltham at the Gaff, we'll be doing my open mic called Laugh at the Gaff.
Beautiful.
Oh, cool.
Excellent
stuff,
Rhymes.
Nice.
Yeah, the website, thegaffbar.com, if anybody wants to check it out.
Wow.
Nice.
Laugh at the Gaff.
Brian
Henshey.
All right.
All right, Brian. Good meeting you.
Thank you.
So what else? Do you have anything else there?
Yes. Why don't we talk about the summer solstice? Would you like that?
That's where we are.
That's where we are.
Huh.
And we're getting closer to that hour of the day. The solstice actually derives from a combination of Latin words meaning sun and to stand still. Do you know why that is? Well, you get that information already.
Because the sun is at the highest point, and it looks like it's not moving.
That's right. It's the day lengthens. The sun rises higher and higher until it seems to stand still in the sky. Well, they can listen to the podcast.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's what I love about Ronnie's podcast.
It's my podcast, too. Why are you always taking credit, Ron? And look at you sitting there giggling. As a major celestial event, the summer solstice results in the longest day and the shortest night of the year. Yeah. Oh,
there, there you go. It'll be easier if you read it from there, Dan.
The same page. No kidding.
All
okay.
Right. It'll be easier if you read it from there.
All right. These facts actually come from www.chif.com. Okay, let us continue. Because I actually, years ago, I became familiar with the solstice, the summer solstice, by watching the Grateful Dead do a summer solstice on pay-per-view.
Oh, how awesome.
Yeah, it was great. And I still have the recording.
Now, this morning, they were showing people at Stone Edge, this morning, with the sun, when the sun came up in England.
In England, yes. Now, we have one over here, too, you know.
Yeah, in
Salem.
Salem, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, there's one in Salem.
Really?
Yeah, Phil and I went there
called
one
America's
day.
It was like Stone Edge.
The hottest day of the year when we went. He was a little kid. And
the stones line up with the stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, the Northern Hemisphere celebrates in June, but the people of the southern half of the Earth have their longest summer day in December.
Yes.
Early celebrations, well, let's see. Awed by the great power of the sun, civilizations have for centuries celebrated the first day of summer, otherwise known as the summer solstice, midsummer, see Shakespeare, St. John's Day, or the Wiccan.
Wiccan, yes.
Wiccan Letha?
Yeah. Well, Wiccan people are into the earth and nature and things like that. That's part of their belief.
Okay. And the Celts and Slavs celebrated the first day of summer with dancing at... and bonfires to help increase the sun's energy. Man. I read somewhere where perhaps the most enduring modern ties with summer solstice were the Druids' celebration of the day as a wedding of heaven and earth, resulting in the present-day belief of a lucky wedding in June. I saw something about
pagans. Maybe that's why June weddings are so popular. Because it's supposed to be, you know, a June bride. Everybody wants to be a June bride.
Right.
Is it because the weather's supposed to be the nicest?
I don't know. Maybe it's because of this solstice.
Summertime it rains less than any other season. Yeah. Pagans called the midsummer moon the honeymoon for the... Why do you keep reaching for those cookies, Daryl? You think I'm not looking? You don't think I can see you? Huh? Go ahead. Enjoy. Enjoy. I love this guy. All right, pagans called the midsummer moon the honeymoon for the mead made from fermented honey that was part of wedding ceremonies performed at the summer solstice.
Excellent.
Isn't that interesting?
I think that's probably what you're saying is what brought about the thing about getting married in June.
Right.
June bride.
Here's the one I remember seeing, too, is the ancient pagans celebrated midsummer with bonfires when couples would leap through the flames, believing their crops would grow as high as the couples were able to jump.
Wow.
Well, you had to jump if you're jumping through the flames.
How high can you jump, Ron?
Not high. I don't even know if I can jump.
So maybe we'll get some tomatoes out of you.
Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Probably more like potatoes. Those grow underground.
Okay, one more. Midsummer was thought to be a time of magic when evil spirits were said to appear. To thwart them, pagans often wore protective garlands of herbs and flowers. One of the most powerful of them was a plant called chase devil, which is known today as St. John's wort, used by modern herbalists as a mood stabilizer.
Do you think that stuff works, you guys? Like, you see so many people spending so much money on ginkgo biloba, St. John's wort, all these different herbs and vitamins. They're expensive. So there comes a question right there. I've been wondering, and since you mentioned it, do you think it works? Because I've been tempted to spend money.
I take ginkgo biloba, but I don't remember if it works.
But you take it anyway.
No, some of it does work.
It does.
I think it does. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's they've been using it for years, and now especially like a lot of Chinese remedies are becoming more mainstream. You see more people using like Tiger Balm was one that came from China, I believe, that people use. Now it's like pretty mainstream. You
and
find
what
it
do they
in
use
the
it for?
Stores.
What exactly? Did
it's for like aches and pains. Yeah.
Okay.
It's for
okay.
muscles.
I'm sure you used it when you hurt your back. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, I mean, when I hurt my back, I used everything. And the thing was, I was going to mention that real quick about
back
I
saw
injuries.
The tree, by the way. Remember, I went
yeah.
to your house.
Yeah, Dan was over my house, saw the tree.
I said, well, so where's this
on?
Famous tree? Yeah, that looked like a tough spot, I'll tell you.
It was, it's almost a year. The next month will
I
be
remember.
A year that I fell and got three compression fractures.
Ronnie, he fell out. Wait, do you want to talk about this on the radio?
You were climbing a tree?
I was trimming my neighbor's branches that were pulling up my roof.
How high were you up?
About two stories.
Mummy.
Yeah.
And his ladder flipped. Oof. And I was hanging there, and I just couldn't hang on and let go, and I fractured three vertebrae.
My God.
Which compression fracture, jeez. Which was what the Canucks player received when he went into the boards.
Mm. Now, you didn't hit that fence, did you?
No. Luckily, I landed in the yard next door on my back. And
now, I'm sorry, Ron, because I was actually debating, and now after, I'll be honest, what happened to you. I'm not afraid of heights, but never been a huge fan of getting way up high and doing anything, especially of work. But like, yeah. But like the side of my mother's house, like for example, if someone were to fall, they're not falling in the yard unless they fall sideways. Wow. If they, God forbid, fell back, they're falling on concrete.
Right, well, how do you? Yeah, that he just missed a nice patch of tar there. Actually.
Yeah.
How do you keep the ladder from doing what it did to you?
You have someone there. Mm-hmm. I was alone, which was stupid.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, usually you want someone footing a ladder for safety.
And that's what happened. I just went up one more step to get that last branch, and it flipped. And like I said, I just had to let go at some point. I just couldn't hold on anymore. And landed on my back, got three compression fractures, two of which they were able to treat with a procedure called kyphoplasty, where they go into your vertebrae, inflate it with a balloon to put it back where it should be, and then fill it with cement to keep it in place. But that's fine. I mean, my back it still hurts.
Yeah. But thank God you seem okay.
Yeah,
I
mean,
back problems before that.
Yeah, I had three surgeries prior. But the thing I'm worried about is my daughter. Her back went out last week, and and my brothers have had problems with their back. So my brother said, tell her welcome to the Ferris family, because I really believe it's genetic.
Wow.
Well, it's good to see that you're up and about and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very lucky. I'm walking, and I'm not in a box, so I have a lot to be thankful for.
I just want to say two things before we finish
up. Absolutely.
First of all, congratulations to the Boston Bruins.
Yes.
God bless.
God
I mean,
bless
that was great.
Bruins.
It was great.
I got to say this real quickly. We're in line for the meet and greet for the Monkees.
Uh-huh.
And it's that time where the Bruins should have either won or lost. But we figured they'd win because everyone was screaming out the scores in the meet and greet line.
Yeah,
and we hear all of a sudden, we're getting close to meeting them. We hear screaming. So all of a sudden, everyone thinks, who walked by? Mickey, Davey, Peter?
And the Bruins
and then
won.
The Bruins
nice,
won. So
nice.
It was a really exciting night.
Okay. And the other thing I just wanted to say, I thought John Tomaselli was going to call from the B Street Bombers. They're having their 4th of July concert over at the stadium in Lawrence.
Ooh, nice.
So I just wanted to mention that to people who might not know that. 4th of July, B Street Bombers. Check it out.
Awesome.
Yep, at the Lawrence Stadium, absolutely. And I called Daryl the other day, left a message. I says, oh, Daryl, first thing, Bruins won.
Always busting chops, just like you, God bless.
Well, that's because Dan said you kept hopping on the Bruins and the Bruins
fans. No, Dan and I would just
hopping
on each other. No.
His text was starting to get kind of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Naughty? Nasty?
No, worse, like aggressive, almost like I started fearing for my life.
Dan and I are both last word kind of guys, and we love busting each other's chops. So it's all in fun.
Yeah, it is all in fun.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we we want to congratulate the Bruins, but mostly I think what we need to congratulate is the fans who came out for the parade, and there was absolutely nothing major that went on. There was no trouble.
Amen.
Other than the show prior to us was talking about you know, maybe the problems with the tea, but the people themselves were so well behaved.
We live in Titletown.
Yeah.
And I've been saying, you know, it was great when the Patriots did it. Of course, it was. My favorite is the Red Sox. It always will be, because I've seen the Bruins do it before, and this is great. I love seeing the Stanley Cup hoisted. Celtics did it, but when the Bruins did it, it was kind of like the icing on the cake.
Oh.
No pun intended.
And let's say this, actually, mentioning where the movie's going to be, Chunky's in Haverhill, Phil told me that you and him went there to watch
Yes. No, I mean, it was great because we were with people, but, I mean, of course, on your TV at home, it does look a hell of a lot better.
Oh,
I
really?
Have to say. Okay. I mean, it was great.
Yeah.
It was great seeing it up on the big screen like that.
Okay. I'll have to ask you about that after the show.
Okay.
Well, folks, we want to thank you for listening to the R&D show, and we are here every Tuesday morning. We are going to change the promo because the promo still is plugging the Wedding Tip Show, which is on hiatus right now. But we're here every week, Dan and myself.
On the R&D radio show, Research and Discussion.
Oh, I like that. Nice,
Ron and
guys.
Dan, Research and Discussion. So we'll see you next week. You're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM. Have a good week and next Tuesday
morning. Have a wonderful beginning of summer.
Amen.
Now here is a man.
The opinions expressed on this program were those of the host and their guest and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.